Okay, so let's go through our healthcare planning document. So at the end of the Understanding Medicare video, it leads you into this healthcare planning document. This will give you a better picture of what the current benefits are that your client has. So we're going to kind of go through this pretty quickly. I'm going to highlight certain questions, but it should be pretty self-explanatory. Now, one of the biggest things that's going to determine your success in this industry is the ability to ask effective questions that lead your client down the sales path. And that's really what this document is designed to do. Anywhere, anytime the client says yes to one of the questions, it's going to lead them to a follow-up questionnaire that will guide them through the sales process. Simply put, customers will tell you what they want to buy, and that's the best way to sell. Anytime that someone says, hey, do you have this product? Can I buy it from you? It makes that sales process a lot easier. Before you start going through all these questions, you need to ask for permission. So if you see an area of concern, can you provide them with a solution? And that's what this question is asking. If I see any gaps or areas of concern in your coverage, would you mind if I make a written recommendation and review your options that may be available? And you want your client to give you a simple yes response to that. So at the top of this form, we have the client's name and their spouse's name, their basic date of birth, and their address information in case you need to follow up with them. Now, this first line is pretty important, and a lot of people look at this and they take it as just a number fact finder, and that's really not the purpose of it. When we say, what's the number of children that you have, that opens the door to a further conversation. So if I ask Mr. Smith, hey, how many kids do you have? And he says three, I don't just simply write three down. I want to get some more information on them. So you have three kids. Where do they live? Well, I have one child in, let's say, Michigan, one child in Washington State, and one child in South Carolina. Great. What do they do for a living? How long have they been there? How's work going? Do you get to see them that often? I want to know how active they are in their children's lives. The next question is a follow-up to that. Do you have any grandchildren? You know, there's a simple statement that, you know, kids or parents hate their kids, but they love their grandkids. And that's true to a certain point, but we're asking these questions for specific reasons that we're going to highlight further down in the questionnaire. So when objections come up where the client may say, well, I don't have to worry about that. My kids are going to take care of X, Y, and Z. We want to gently remind them that their kids have their own lives. They're responsible for their kids, which would be their grandkids, playing soccer or baseball or all these other sports. They have other expenses, and they can't just pick up and leave their family to help them when certain problems come about. How many years have you guys been married? I want to know if they are in the newly married phase or if they've been through their ups and downs and they really are codependent on each other's Social Security checks. Now we're going to get into the actual questions on this form. And as we go through this, you're going to see that certain questions are going to be an automatic yes. We do that because psychologically, I want the client to get used to telling me yes. So here's our first simple yes question. Since we work in the Medicare area, the question number one is, are you enrolled in Medicare Part A and B? In order for us to help them with a good chunk of our benefits, they have to be enrolled in Medicare. And 99% of the people that you talk to, because we're in the senior marketplace, have Medicare Part A and B. The follow-up is, are you on Medicaid? Do you get extra help from the state? If they answer yes to this, that opens up additional doors that now we can talk about Medicare Advantage plans and we don't have to wait for their open enrollment periods or the annual election periods. Do you go to the VA? If they answer yes, that's going to open up another door where we can talk about Medicare Advantage benefits. Number two, Have you applied for the updated federal LIS program? Now, the numbers you see here are monthly. So if you're single, if you make under $1,500 a month, or if you're married and make around $2,000 a month, I can go online and help you apply for extra help that will reduce how much they take out for your Medicare Part B premium. It'll reduce how much you're paying for your prescription drugs, and it'll open up a special enrollment period where I can talk to you about Medicare Advantage policies. And now I want to get some basic income that they're bringing in. So currently, what's your monthly Social Security check for you and your spouse? Do you have a pension coming in? What's that? Do you have any other income coming into the house? That's all going to tie in not only to the LIS program, but it's also going to tie into the ability for us to talk about annuities further down in the questionnaire. Now I'm going to slide this down a bit. Question 3 through 6 all kind of intermingle with each other. So when you're on Medicare, you have two different options that you can get your Medicare benefits. You can go with Original Medicare and add in a Medicare supplement and prescription drug plan, or the other option is you can have a Medicare Advantage plan. Now, depending on which plan they have, my presentation is going to go in one of two directions. So the first question is, are you currently enrolled in a zero premium Medicare Advantage plan? Simple yes or no. I want to know what plan they're with because I may have to switch them to a different plan that gives them more benefits when that time comes about. Now, here's a great follow-up question. I can't tell you how many training classes I've been in with Mutual of Omaha, with Blue Cross Blue Shield, Cigna HealthSpring, Aetna, WellCare, AARP, Humana. Most of the Medicare Advantage agents out there are not selling up the companion product that goes with Medicare Advantage, and that's this Advantage Plus rider. And we'll get into that questionnaire a little bit further in the training. But did you add the Advantage Plus rider, which covers your co-pays and deductibles for your hospital, ambulance, and skilled nursing? Most of the time, the high 90% time, they're going to answer no to that question. And that is a great way for you guys to add in thousands of dollars of extra income for yourself. My viewpoint on that is every agent out there that's selling Medicare Advantage, if you don't add in this product, you are now working for me because I'm going to add it in for you. Question 4, are you on a Medicare supplement plan? If so, what's the name of your carrier and what's your monthly premium? And how long have you had that plan? I know because we're a broker, we work with multiple carriers, that no matter what market you're in, there's typically 1 to 2 carriers that price-wise are lower than everyone else. So when they say the name of the company that they're with, as long as they're not with one of those carriers, I know that I can move them into a better plan that gives them more options. And what I mean by more options is we're going to cover that in these following questions. Did you choose a zero deductible with a higher premium or a lower deductible with a lower premium? So you know, Plan F is like a car insurance policy with no deductible. If you get in a car accident, the insurance policy pays for everything and there's nothing out of pocket on your end. The downside to that is you have a high monthly premium. Everyone knows if you want to lower your car insurance policy's monthly premium, you take a deductible. And it works the same way with your Medicare supplements. Plan G covers everything that Plan F does, except you have a small Part B deductible. Now, here's a great follow-up question, because if they have a supplement, it's going to guide you through the sales process with this one question. What would interest you more with your Medicare supplement? Having a lower monthly premium with the same benefits, or keeping your premium the same but adding more benefits? So what I'm asking is, what would help the person out the most? Because with question 4, I already know I already have 1 or 2 carriers that I can reduce their monthly cost with, reduce their monthly premium. So I'm asking them, what would help you out most? Is your budget so tight that we need to take that cost savings and pass it on to you? That's lowering your monthly premium, keeping your same benefits. Keep your same doctor, hospital, everything stays the same. We're just going to move you to a different company that has a lower premium. Or keep your premium the same, but add in more benefits. I'm still going to move them to a new company, but instead of them getting that cost savings, I'm going to build their benefit package out. I'm going to give them more benefits. We're going to keep their premium the same because their monthly budget is comfortable where they're at. And one of the last follow-up questions, do you take prescription drugs? That's going to be a simple yes answer. Now I got two yes answers. What's the name of the company that you have your prescription drug card through, and how much are you paying? Statistically, most seniors don't check their drug prices every year. So this is a simple way for me to build that trust factor because I'm going to go on Medicare.gov at some point to look and see what's going to be the best drug plan to save them the most amount of money. Number five, do you have dental, vision, and hearing coverage? Most of the seniors out there don't have any additional coverage like that, and it's not offered through your Medicare supplements, and a lot of the Medicare Advantage plans really don't have that great of coverage. If they don't have it, this is kind of a no-brainer question, but I'm going to ask them anyway. If you don't have dental insurance, how are you paying? Because I want them to tell me, well, I have to pay out of pocket, which for everyone knows that just simply sucks. So now I have a problem and I have a solution for that problem. Number six, does cancer, heart attacks, and strokes run in your immediate family? If it does, which illness and who had it? I want to have this conversation with them so I can bring back that memory of who had the cancer or who had a heart attack and how did it affect the person's life or the family lives around them. All right, we're going to slide this up a bit. All right, number seven, in the event that you need home health care, do you have a plan that allows your spouse or your family members to be a care manager and not a caregiver? So let me go through the difference between the two. If someone has a stroke or they are hospitalized, they break their hip, any of those things where they need extra help at home, extra help with bathing or eating or toileting. Do you want your family member to be the person that is actually giving you that care, that's changing your diapers? Or would you prefer them to be the person that's managing the care? They hire someone to do those basic needs for you. That's what that question is asking. If they have that policy, I need to know what type of a plan it is, because I may be able to do a comparison and put them in a better plan. Now, number eight is one of those golden questions. Our agents have made thousands upon thousands of dollars off of this question because we'll teach you how to sell life insurance effectively to people that already have insurance out there. So the question is simply, do you currently have life insurance? 90% of the time, the person is going to say yes. Are you still paying on it? That's usually always another yes. And then do you know what type of insurance you have? Do you have whole life? Do you have term? Do you have universal? They may or may not know the answer to that question, so we do a follow-up. Well, what's the face amount? Do you know how much your policy is worth? How many years have you been paying on this policy? How many policies do you have? Now, that's a good question, because if their current insurance agent is a what we call a captive agent, if they only work with one company that sells one product, the rules of the company are pretty simple. If that person already has a life insurance policy from our company, the only thing that you can do is add on to that policy. You can't cancel the old policy and sell them a new one, because that's called internal replacement, and insurance companies won't let their agents do that. Oddly enough, that's not the right way to sell life insurance. I want to know how many policies they have and what's the total monthly premium for all their life insurance. Now, here's the great follow-up question to that. Are you aware that you may be eligible for a premium reduction or an increase in your coverage on your current life insurance policy if you've had your policy in force for over 2 years? I can tell you, no agent out there is asking this question. And that is the biggest question that you need to ask to make yourself thousands and thousands of dollars. Because now, all of the clients that you have that already have existing policies, you're going to transfer that monthly premium into one of our companies, and they're still going to be able to keep their policy with the existing company that they have. I know that sounds a little weird, but we'll go through how to sell life insurance the right way to existing policyholders. And the last follow-up, if you have no life insurance or final expense policy, who and how will burials be paid for? If you don't have any life insurance, who's going to cover the cost of your funeral? Is that going to be your family, your kids? Someone's going to have to pay that cost, and we want them to start thinking about that. Number nine, do you have an updated will, living will, medical power of attorney, as well as identity theft protection plans? Identity theft is on the rise, and when we're talking about the senior marketplace, a lot of seniors will have a will, but they haven't taken the steps to get a living will and medical power of attorney. So that's another problem that we have a solution to. Number 10. Have you investigated on how a reverse mortgage can pay off your debts, be used to transfer your equity to your children tax-free, or be used as a guaranteed lifetime income? There's a lot of kind of misunderstandings on reverse mortgage, and we'll get into that a little bit more later. But the simple fact of the matter is, there's a lot of people that are financially poor but house rich. They're strapped on the retirement income, they're strapped on the Social Security that's coming in, they're up to their, eyeballs and bills, but they have a house that's basically paid for. So we're going to go through options of how they can pull that equity out of the house and either effectively transfer that to the kids or use that as a guaranteed income for themselves. So let me scroll this down a bit. Now, this is a follow-up to the first question. Sometimes you have to ask a question in a different way to get the real answer. Do you currently have your retirement savings invested in the following? Would you be interested in learning how to protect your principal and transfer your retirement to your children tax-free when you pass away? Are you looking for a safe way to leave a legacy for your kids? Where do you have your safe money? Do you have it in CDs? Do you have it in annuities, IRAs, money markets, savings, 401ks? I want to be a little bit more of a detective on this to see where they have their safe money, because on average, when we do our numbers, when we track our presentations, one out of every 20 presentations that you do, you're going to come across a senior that has money that needs to be moved into a different type of an annuity, and we can help them with that. The follow-up is, what is the average interest that you've earned? Most seniors don't even know that, so I want them to start thinking about that. Do you let it roll over, or do you draw an income from it? From your retirement nest egg, are you using that money to live off of, or are you saving that up to leave it to your kids? And that's what that follow-up question asked. Are you using your retirement to leave to your kids, or to take an income, or something else? Are you going to leave it to a charity or something? I need to get all that information so I can have a better idea of how I can position them into the right annuity. And then the last part of that question, are you interested in learning about a new IRA annuity that provides 100% principal protection and pays a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive? With all the fluctuations in the market right now, with all the uncertainty, people are looking for a safe way to protect their investment. So we use this healthcare planning document as a tool to figure out what areas of concern people have, what the yeses are. Out of all of the yeses, I'm going to pick the top three. Now, here's the important thing. It's not for me to determine what their biggest area of concern is. Even though sometimes I see something and it's blatant that, hey, this is a major problem and we need to take care of that, I'm simply going to list the three biggest concerns that they have, And then I'm going to ask them, hey, these are some of the things that I've seen that you have a question with. You have problems in this area, in this area, in this area. Out of the three, what's the biggest area of concern in your eyes? And whatever they say that area of concern is, that's where this presentation is going. Now, that's not to say that I'm not going to answer the other two problems, but I want to lead off on their biggest concern, on their biggest fear. And then we read the last question to them. Before I make a recommendation, let me ask you a few more questions to make sure that I fully understand your current concerns. And from there, we go up into our follow-up questionnaires.